Hey, a wet, snowy Tuesday afternoon. Time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. A special guest joins me, and we've talked before in the past. Her name is Jane Flaggen. Hi, Jane.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And you are an author. And I believe last time we talked was maybe, what, a year ago? Something like that?
Could have been a little longer. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, before we talk about your work in being an author, let's talk about you and your background, where you were born and raised.
Well, I was born and raised in North Dakota, Fairmont, North Dakota, actually. It's in the southeast corner of the state, so it's right by South Dakota.
Okay.
And by Minnesota, but technically in North Dakota.
So you're pretty close to, Winemere, Hankinson?
Yep. Played those teams in basketball and sports in high school, yep.
Okay, you were involved in sports. Were you good?
Well, I was a good shot in basketball.
Really?
And I was pretty good in practice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. No, it's amazing how those smaller towns support their teams in Class B.
Need a little more playing time.
So you grew up in southeast North Dakota. Have you always loved books?
Yeah, I had to sneak them all the time, actually. We didn't have a library in our town because it was so small, so my mother would bring home books. They weren't race or anything because she wasn't that type. And
right.
So I grew up on Victoria Holt and Phyllis Whitney and things like that. So chapter books. And I would sneak behind in my bedroom and under the covers at night and read them when I was supposed to be sleeping or doing chores. And
So you skipped the C. Dick Run books, right?
Well, actually, I did grow up with Dick.
Okay.
Dick and Jane. Books. And so,
yeah. So when you were younger, you weren't all that picky about what you read because you were happy just to have a book, right?
Right, and it's so different in school. You know, now kids get to choose what they want. And,
sure.
You know, we let them sit around the classroom. And I said, you know, back in my day, if the teacher would have said you could read whatever you want, I said I'd have fallen out of my chair and had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. As you grew older, what did you tend to gravitate toward when it comes to books? What's your favorite kind of book?
You know, I kind of like mystery, but I don't like anything gory. Actually, I kind of like reading biographical books. I can find a good mystery book, but I just lately haven't been able to find any authors that I enjoy. But I teach world languages, so I have, you know, four languages I teach, and I'm actually teaching an animation class also this year. So I'm just swamped with that. So.
And you're teaching four languages. Which languages are they, Jane?
I teach Latin, French, German, and Spanish.
Wow. I'm impressed. And you also write books when you have time. Tell me about that process when you first started thinking about writing your own books as an author.
Well, I never realized you could do, you know, until probably 5-6 years ago when I started this, that you could, you know, publish your own books, which is self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, I think I mentioned in the other interview, I didn't intend on writing kids' books. But you know, my dog is such a natural subject. And since I've, you know, I also mentioned last interview that I've read so many books to kids over the years that I kind of have a good feel what they learn from and what they like. So I was on an airplane, like I said, and the kids on the plane were really enjoying the pictures of my dog on the flight. And they were asking all kinds of questions. And I thought, you know, there may be something here. So.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of went from there. And I've written two since. I've added two to our, it's a series of eight now. Since we last visited, I've written two more books.
So this is a series of books about your dog, and your dog's name is what?
Ella.
Ella the dog. Yep. Yeah. And what kind of a dog is Ella, Jane?
She's a husky.
A big husky. All right.
Yeah.
Is she
not as big as her other husky, but.
Okay. Is she a sweetie pie or is she a tough dog?
Actually, she's a piece of cake. We've had a husky that was really tough, and she's been so easy. And now I don't know what possessed me, but I went out and got, long story short, I went out and got two Shiba Inu puppies a couple months ago. And I thought maybe they kind of keep Ella young and keep her moving, but they drive her crazy, and they're driving me crazy. So I'm having strong buyer's remorse.
Yeah. So now Ella is the main character in your books, and what kind of adventures do you write about? Are they fictitious, or do they actually happen with Ella?
No, none of them are fictitious, and I don't doctor the photos up at all. You know, I touch on subjects that every child can relate to. Like, for instance, last two is Doggy Gets a Bath. Well, Funk isn't liking baths. Ella doesn't like getting a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And Doggy's favorite colors. So they're, you know, definitely for the younger group, things like that. And I put them in natural situations, say with colors. So if I'm talking about yellow, she's, you know, sniffing a flower, a yellow flower.
Sure.
I don't doctor anything up. And just kind of a fun book. I have one, the last one is Where is Doggy? And there's some pictures I just happened to get of her, you know, kind of really hard to find her in the bushes and things like that. So kind of what I just take the pictures and I went, oh, this would be a cool book. And I've got 100 more ideas and not enough time.
Yeah. Well, you have the ability to write and you can publish your own books. And these books are not illustrated. They're actual pictures of Ella in action, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is there an ongoing theme with Ella, or are there different topics within each book?
Well, you can jump. You don't have to read any in order.
Okay.
The first one, you know, the doggy's busy day and just shows her going about her day, just like other kids do. She's taking a nap. She's eating,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these kind of things. So there's no particular order. I just have them numbered just because that's the order I wrote them. But there's no, you know, each one kind of has their own theme. Doggy's Minnesota winter.
Right.
You know, doggy loves autumn. So, you know, things like that. They have their own theme.
Okay.
But yeah.
What's the feedback been from children that have read your books? What have you heard from them?
Kids love them. And because the pictures are so big and colorful, even younger children,
right.
even if they're not, even if they, you know, can't read it, just looking at the pictures, they just enjoy the pictures so much and they kind of invent their own story sometimes too. And when I read them to kids, I mentioned to, I think last time, that I kind of get ideas from kids if they say, oh, why is she doing that? And they'll think,
sure.
oh, that's a good question. Or,
there you go.
Or maybe I need to change that word or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real life. And again, we're talking with Jane Floggin. Jane is an author and author of the series Ella. And is there an official title for the book, Ella the what?
Ella the Doggy Book Series.
Ella the Doggy Book Series. Okay. And Ella is Jane's husky. And you've written how many books again?
Well, there's 8 in that series. I also have some adult books I've written, too. I mean, not, like, you know, risky, but, like, there's one that a lot of people seem to get out of, especially this time of year. It's called Hope and Healing During the Holidays.
And then okay.
it's After the Loss of a Loved One.
Yep.
And it's based on my own, you know, personal experiences. And then also, you know, the advice of a lot of experts in there. And,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, some coping mechanisms for getting
sure.
through the holidays if, you know, if you lost someone. So,
yeah.
I have so many ideas. I wish I had a million hours in a day.
Yeah. 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 Funny. Hope and Healing. All right. Now you have your work on display exhibited at the Arts Council Gallery at the Riverwalk Gallery in East Grand Forks. It's up right now. And what's on hand at the gallery? What kind of work is there?
Of mine?
Yes.
Just my book series.
Okay, Ella the Book Series.
So people, yep. Yeah, so, the Ella the Doggy Book Series, yeah. So people can, you know, the actual physical books are there,
right.
one of each, you know, the whole series, so they can actually
okay.
take a, you know, go through them and read through them and take a peek. And
very good. Now, if folks want to get a hold of you and find out more about your work as an author, and the Ella series, is there a website they can go to?
It's ellathedoggy.com.
Very simple. Ella, E-L-L-A, right? E-L-L-A?
Yep.
Okay. ellathedogseries.com?
The doggy.
ellathedoggy.com.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And they're also, my books are on Amazon, and they're at Ferguson Books. So there are a few places around town.
Yeah.
So, and you can get them on Amazon anytime.
Well, it's wonderful. I admire for what you're doing. I admire all the work you do with the writing. And, of course, with the educational part of it, too, teaching 4 languages. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm sure, as you mentioned, your day is very, very busy.
It is.
Extremely
I don't have grandkids,
busy.
So I'm
yeah.
I'm kind of yeah living vicariously through my work.
There you go. Adopted grandchildren. Well, Jane, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. We appreciate that. And continued best of luck in your writing.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
All right. Jane Floggin. And again, her work on display at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's Gallery. That's in downtown East Grand Forks across the street from Cabela's in the Riverwalk Center. And again, Ella the Doggy www.janeandjohn.com, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Jane, thank you. Take care.
Yep, thank you.
That's too. Jane Flogin on Pioneer 90.1.